This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is touring hurricane-damaged areas of Louisiana and Texas after Hurricane Laura crashed ashore there on Thursday. The president visited a warehouse in Lake Charles, Louisiana, that's being used as a depot to hand out food and water, and a neighborhood devastated by the huge storm. Officials along the shattered stretch of Louisiana coast are warning returning residents they will face weeks without power or water amid the stifling hot days of late summer. The U.S. death toll from the Category 4 hurricane stands at 14, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. The Belarus government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists reporting in the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based AP journalists covering the recent protests in Belarus were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. The Associated Press said it decries the move as a blatant attack on press freedom. Meanwhile, thousands of Belarusian women marched in downtown Minsk to protest the recent elections that officials said gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. Protests in Belarus began after the August 9th vote, which demonstrators say was rigged. Protesters are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. The Italian Coast Guard sent help Saturday to a rescue boat funded by British street artist Banksy. 219 migrants had been picked up by the Banksy-sponsored ship since Thursday off the coast of Libya. This is VOA News.